And welcome back on Husker Radio. Pleased to go to the Husker Radio phone lines now as we have the president of the Nebraska Farm Bureau, Steve Nelson, joining us. Mr. Nelson, we sure do appreciate you taking some time for us today.
Well, very happy to be on with you.
Now, Mr. Nelson, the reason that I had reached out to see if you had a moment to talk here is a recent report came out from the Farm Bureau indicating that agricultural losses from COVID-19 could approach nearly $4 billion for our producers in the area. That's obviously unfortunate news to hear.
Well, it points out how significant the losses have been related to COVID-19. And I know that every sector within the economy and within really our lifestyles has been affected in one way or another. But certainly agriculture being the major industry that it is in the state of Nebraska, it's important to understand where we are the best that we can. And obviously, we don't know exactly how things are going to turn out. But again, Chief Economist Jay Rempe at Nebraska Farm Bureau did some really good work here to put together an estimate of where we think we might be moving through this year as it relates to those losses due to COVID-19.
Is there one particular industry in the agricultural economy that you are worried about more so than the other, Mr. Nelson?
Well, I certainly concerned for all of the different sectors, and obviously certain sectors are a larger percentage of the state's economy or the state's agricultural economy. But when you look at corn and soybean losses in that $1.7 billion category, cattle losses, $971 million, close to $1 billion, $166 million of losses related to pork, and then about $8.7 million on wheat, $1.3 billion on ethanol, which is huge because ethanol is a major component in livestock feed, and it connects up with the corn and soybean piece of the whole economy. And then we see dairy losses estimated at about $66 million. So, again, that adds up to that $3.7 billion, and that's based on a snapshot of what we see today. Obviously, if things improve as we move through the year, those numbers could change favorably. But if we move through the year and continue to see struggles, I think that it's possible, too, that number could increase, unfortunately.
Now, Mr. Nelson, a large portion of our listening area, as I'm sure you're aware, includes the Sandhills, and we know that our producers in the Sandhills do have some cow-calf operations. What kind of impact is projected to go on to those producers because of the COVID-19 virus?
Sure. Well, if you break down that nearly $1 billion of losses to beef cattle, close to $200 million of losses in the cow-calf sector. So it's a significant part of that number. And the unfortunate part is that many of those losses have been already realized, where ranchers have made sales of their calves for this year. And so even if the prices do come up, it will be next year before that kind of benefit will take place. So as we think about the programs that are available to farmers and ranchers today and what programs might be available in the future, that's going to be very significant in really how all of this plays out. And again, there's a lot of unknowns as we think about what those programs might provide and, of course, what prices might do in the future.
Now, again, we have Steve Nelson joining us, the president of the Nebraska Farm Bureau. And Mr. Nelson, obviously, we have a president right now and a governor right now that understand that there are some concerns for those in this industry. Do you feel that there could be some things and maybe some legislation passed or some assistance down the road to help out some of these that are impacted, in particular, if we do have another flare-up, as some are saying, coming this fall?
Well, I expect that there will be additional assistance packages put together. Obviously, again, you know, that those programs do not make farmers and ranchers whole, or most likely would not make farmers and ranchers whole. And so even with programs that would come from Washington, D.C., the likelihood is that we're still going to be suffering some pretty significant losses here in the state of Nebraska. Of course, that's albeit unless something changes. But But again, we're working very hard to make sure that our leaders in Washington understand, and leaders in Nebraska as well, but understand the importance and the significance of the losses that farmers and ranchers are seeing. American Farm Bureau has just put together communication to the president and to USDA that really talks in detail about all of the losses to agriculture around the country in preparation for future assistance programs. And so we're going to continue to work as hard as we can on behalf of farmers and ranchers all across the country, and of course for me particularly in Nebraska, because we're such an important part of the economy here in the state. And typically when agriculture does well, the rest of the state does well. And so that's what we're working to make sure that we can do everything we can to make that happen.
Anything else you'd like to add today, President Nelson?
Well, no, I just think that it's important for people to stay tuned, because as time moves on, we'll be able to update these numbers and take into consideration what programs have been made available or what programs might be put together. So we'll have a better picture as we move forward to look at. But again, this is pretty significant, and I think important that people understand the kind of effect that COVID-19 has had on farmers and ranchers in the state of Nebraska.